This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the American Family Farmer, a weekly connection, if you will, between the American Family Farmer, families, farms, and food. That's the connection. I'm Doug Steffen. Here, the first part of the program is devoted to a lot of news from rural America. I heard something this week, the way that the country has been disconnected from agriculture. A group of people trying to bring the connection back again, of whom I am one, referring to rural or urban, farm or city, we all need each other. That is so true. Whether you live in the city, whether you live in the country, we've learned this year because of COVID how important it is to have that connection. Look at the value of the food, the much better food. And along with that, in the news this week, I saw a poll suggesting majority of U.S. adults have a very positive view of farmers, family farmers, the practices on the family farm, the trust that we have for family farmers. This is a public opinion poll from the American Farm Bureau Association, their federation, survey of 2,200 adults, finding that more than half, about 58% in fact, rate the sustainability practices of family farmers positive. They think what's going on. And this, by the way, is pretty much across all demographic groups as I'm looking at the graph here. 9 in 10 adults trust family farmers, which is a 4% increase from polling done last year. Evidence the public recognizes now, especially the food supply, the food chain, the problems that are brought about because of the pandemic weren't in the control of farmers at all. And then people found the farms themselves and went direct to the farmers as they could in areas where there are farmers that are growing produce or that are making milk, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, I thought this was good, and you should know. You should feel good about those of you who are farmers. More than 4 in 5 adults say environmental sustainability and economic sustainability are important for them, that is, for the families that are supporting the farmers, and they recognize the farmers are doing pretty much all they can to make the world better, feeding our country. And they think it's important also that farmers pass farms on to future generations, and that is very important. It's a real thread in my life and in the life of people that I know who are American family farmers. But the trust is cool. It's nice to know, but we better do something about what our children know about agriculture and are doing. You know, there are a lot of youngsters who are coming out of school, and they are finding plots of land, and they are getting into it where children of farmers have gone off the farm because they think the work is too hard. I'm not sure I think that that's really true. I think that's what a lot of people think. But, you know, when you get right down to the brass tacks of it all, most of the farmers, if they take care of themselves, are in better shape than the average American and live longer than the average American. Maybe that's something that would motivate you to stay down on the farm. Is it difficult? Yeah, it sure is, especially if you're a dairy farmer. Man, I look around at some of the stuff. We don't seem to ever learn from our mistakes. I was noticing in the news this week an overview of the erratic prices for milk. This is the most erratic that I've ever seen, frankly. On top of the prices, dairy farmers have to cope with the threat of the virus. Majority of dairy farmers have not tried to, they're just trying to survive in this era, and they're not really, I think functionally they're not working well in the system because they don't understand the milk pricing system. Who the hell does? I sure don't. And this goes back, by the way, to 1990. Some of the, you know, looking at 9 years ago, the price for milk, the supported price for milk was $12.60 a hundredweight. Well, we've seen prices as low as $11.70 a hundredweight. What a disgrace. I mean, think about the price in 1990 and what the price ought to be today. It cost $24, $25 a hundredweight to milk, to produce quality milk, and yet we're way below that. And nobody in the government is doing anything about it. So now, fast forward to the announcement from Joe Biden that he's going to put former Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack back in to the position of being Ag Secretary, where he was for 8 years under the Obama administration. So he's got pretty deep ties to rural America. He's a farm belter, if you will. But he still is someone that's, as far as I'm concerned, he's too connected to big ag. So let's see what he does. Let's see if his ties are still the same. There's certainly a lot of things that have changed, mostly our relationship with China and how that will affect agriculture, big and small, in our country. But hopefully, as the president-elect said that he would, I guess he looked at Marsha Fudge, who would have been the first black woman to lead the department. And there were a couple of women who were around, and there was this guy who used to run the laborers union, who I don't think even is an American citizen, or was an American citizen for a long time anyway. That, thank heavens, isn't going to happen. I find, looking at some of these people that are around now, and the aggressive tone that they're taking toward the workers, you know, that's all well and good. It's good to protect the workers, but under the circumstances, you know, you got to have other things in focus. So let's hope that Tom Vilsack does a good job. Coming up next, Leandra King will join us here on the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen here with a word on a great new American tradition that comes from the heartland. In Columbus, Ohio, there's a bakery called Eban's Bakehouse. Why are they getting to be well known? Well, because the quality of the product, what they're using from the things that are natural and grown in America to make these fabulous cookies and the breads that they have and rolls. Wait till you check out the website, ebonsbakehouse.com, and then order the cookies and the fabulous breads that I'm talking about. Wait till you taste these things. You'd never know there was no gluten in them. The only thing about the things that are made at Eban's Bakehouse, you got to keep them refrigerated because there are no preservatives. So they have to be. The reason they taste as good as they do, and they're as good for you as they are, is because they're all natural, completely gluten-free. We all know that gluten causes damage to your intestine, especially if you have celiac disease. So that's why this outfit has become so popular, and their cookies are so good because they know how to make them. The husband and wife team that are in charge at Eban's Steakhouse have had so much training in how to do this the right way. So now, Fabuloso. Go to Eban, really, is these. I have, every day I've been eating chocolate chip cookies and the white chocolate chip cookies, but there are about a dozen different kinds of cookies and breads and cinnamon rolls and dinner rolls and you name it, they've got it. Check it all out. A nice presentation at Eban's Bakehouse, ebonsbakehouse.com. Use the DJV code for a really big discount on what you purchase. That's DJV at the checkout. You can get gift cards for people that you know that love cookies. I'm a cookie monster. And one of the best things, I was going to say the best thing is about the taste and the quality, but you got 100% money back guarantee as well for buying your cookies Christmas time or any time. Every day is a good day for a cookie or two or three. Take it from me. I guess you'll love these. Get them at ebonsbakehouse.com.
Sales are rising quickly, but without another lead baker, Dale's Bakery is going to feel the heat.
Hey, you're baking alone today. I have to handle this order for the restaurant down the street.
Cool, but who's going to handle the pastries?
He needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Back to the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here with Leandra King, who's the founder of Detroit Farm and Cider. It's a family-owned and operated farm on the west side of Detroit. So let's get, you know what, this is auspicious, Leandra. I was in a, trying to remember the store, it wasn't grocery store, it may have been Whole Foods. And in this Whole Foods market, I saw a box of different kinds of apples. And on the box, it said where the apples came from, what the trees were like. It was a sampling of apple types that were unique to Vermont, I think, this area in Vermont. So when I'm going through all the information about you that I have in front of me here, I'm thinking that's kind of what you have, although I know you have a U-pick season, but you got lots of different kinds of fruit trees. So tell us a little about you, your family, and the Detroit Farm and Cider operation.
So we are a 4-acre farming for about 5 years. In the initial phases, we were more involved with our nonprofit, doing seed giveaways and neighborhood cleanups throughout the neighborhood, addressing blight issues. Yeah. And so at this point, we essentially saw a need for a cider mill in Detroit and throughout Wayne County, and figured in order to create or build the platform for many of the programs that we are more passionate about in regards to youth and community, it would be nice to create something or to initiate something that hadn't been done before.
What hasn't been done? You're talking about the building of the mill? I'm just trying to think. When I think of Detroit, I think of cars. I think of a right. very urban sort of lifestyle. So how far west are you of the city itself? You said you got 4 or 5 acres there. So you have
so
how many?
A common misconception is that the city of Detroit is you know, your typical city like New York or
industrial city. Yeah.
Right. A majority of the land is vacant here in the city. And so it would constitute more rural than anything else, I would think. And I think I share that opinion with other farmers here in the city of Detroit. There's so many different urban farms throughout the city, especially black-owned farms. And in regards to being the first, we would be the first cider mill. We would be one of 4 cider mills in the county of Wayne, but we're the first cider mill in the city of Detroit.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there's a whole issue that I want to talk with you about. You've opened the door. It's kind of like a legal proceeding. When you open the door to it, there's more inquiry desired or needed. I want to talk about black-owned farms because that has been an issue, I think, this year as we continue. Leandra King, the founder of Detroit Farm and Cider, it's a mill here on the ever-loving American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
What's in store this holiday at Staples?
Gifts and packages shipped with care.
So you can relax knowing they'll soon be there.
Now at Staples, save 25% on UPS expedited shipping services.
Plus, take up to 30% off select shipping supplies, like boxes, tape, and padded mailers.
Shop in store or get it same day with Instacart.
And save on holiday shipping at Staples.
In store only. Offers end 1-2-21. See store for details. Instacart not available on shipping services. Fees, taxes, additional terms, and or tips may apply. Delivery subject to availability.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data. Waits and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my
moving back into our focus on the American Family Farmer, Doug, with DeAndre King from Detroit Farm Insider. You're a black-owned enterprise. And that begs the question, because one of the big issues, I think, this year has been access to land. It's always a question for any of us who are in the family farming business. But there have been a lot of politicians focusing on black-owned land, or lack thereof, black-owned farmers, and how they were treated by banks and the government and big ag, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So how'd you get the funding for this? Is this the first black-owned cider mill in the country? How'd you get the money?
So I started on land contract. I just found the land. The previous owner was interested in selling, and I saw an area or a platform to manifest my vision. I was homesteading prior to acquiring this land.
That begs the question, where'd you come from? You're not a farm kid, right? You didn't grow up on a farm.
No.
No.
Yeah, so I was in the foster care system. I went in and out of juvenile homes all throughout the city of Detroit. I was taken away from my father when I was 10.
There's a story and a half from you right there. So I'm piecing this together. Makes it even more sort of a miracle. So what did you learn? How did you learn about these? You got 139 different fruit trees on this farm. There are apples, peaches. Reminds me of that song, Apple, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie. you got goats there. You got chickens.
Yeah.
You got horses. So how did you learn? How did you figure out how to do this?
I think I got to a point in my life where I just decided or made my mind up to follow the things that made me happy and that interest me, and I explored whatever those interests were more deeply by either reading or as any other person probably would, and so nature's always kind of grounded me, even as a child, before I had an understanding of why I would. You know, I would go into the backyard if I was experiencing some anxiety or I was experiencing some, emotions that I quite frankly didn't understand. I would just lay on the ground. And so that became my go-to, and it became the catalyst to everything that I did in my life as I got older and began healing from a lot of the trauma that I experienced as a child.
Mm. Wow. All right. Well, so there you go. There are all different kinds of ways of, I guess, skinning a horse, and this is one way you get people into it. You're kind of like, you know, a little bit of me here. I didn't have much of a home, much of a childhood home, because of stuff going on with my parents, so I escaped. And fortunately, wow, I had three farms in the neighborhood where I could go, and I just naturally gravitated to the animals. I've been around cows pretty much all my life, and that's what sort of saved me from a fate worse than death, as they say.
Wow.
And it sounds to me like you've got the same sort of thing. So what about others in your family, though? Where did you kind of were all alone, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's me and my girls at this point. And so it wasn't the traditional life path for people from my family.
No,
yeah. But it makes me happy, and I learned early on that, you know, good things come from being self-sufficient.
All right, I'm writing this down. Farming makes me happy. And it does. I'll tell you, the same with me. Farming makes me very happy. Being on the farm, being around the animals, being on a tractor, producing things that you know are helping people, that's very cool. Leandra King, the founder of Detroit Farm Insider, continues the next half hour here with me. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer.
Cozy up for the holidays with 60% off everything at Banana Republic Factory, including soft sweaters, comfy pajamas, must-have gifts, and more from $9.99. Find your nearest store now, only at Banana Republic Factory. Get 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Plus, shop new doorbusters for the family, including outerwear, jeans, and our Gap logo crewneck sweatshirt. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through December 14th.
The number one gift in this stressful year? Relaxation from Homedics. Soothing stress for over 35 years, Homedics is the top home massage products brand with gifts for every aching muscle on your list with free shipping on orders over $50. Holiday supplies won't last, so avoid the rush while you can at HOMEDICS.com. Get the perfectly relaxing, perfectly affordable gift now at Homedics.com and major retailers everywhere.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefits. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pennsylvania GOP Representative Mike Kelly says his challenge to election results in his state is not over despite being denied an emergency order by the U.S. Supreme Court.
All that happened is we were not granted a temporary injunction relief. That's all that happened. But we are in the midst of a constitutional crisis right now in our country, and we have to get answers, and we have to get it from the highest court in the land.
Another case has been put forward to the Supreme Court by Texas and joined by 17 other states to prevent Pennsylvania, as well as Michigan, Georgia, and Wisconsin from participating in the Electoral College. That lawsuit argues the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause was violated in the 2020 election. One of the year's most anticipated video games is having problems on consoles. Cyberpunk 2077 on PS4 and Xbox One seems to have major problems showcasing glitches and frame rate issues. The game is also well over 100 gigs to download. USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Is China becoming a bigger influence on American college campuses? USA Radio News' Tim Berg looks into the issue.
The Chinese Communist Party is having too much of an influence on American college campuses. That was the message from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo at Georgia Tech.
Fraudulent cries of racism or xenophobia should never drown out a candid exposure of the activities of the Chinese Communist Party.
Pompeo also saying Americans and Chinese people should not be afraid to expose the corruption of China's Communist Party.
But we see too often on American campuses that there's silence and censorship. It's been driven by the Chinese Communist Party. It usually boils down to something far less idealistic. So many of our colleges are bought by Beijing.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Statista.com reports the 2018-19 school year, nearly 370,000 Chinese nationals attended American colleges. Facebook was hit with a pair of antitrust lawsuits on Wednesday as government officials accused the big tech giant of systemically acquiring smaller rivals in order to prevent them from becoming competitive threats.
Two companies in particular that we highlighted, WhatsApp and Instagram. It's important that, again, you have law enforcement focused on unchecked power of corporations who continue to maintain monopoly power.
New York Attorney General Letitia James. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. The turn from green to that harvest honey.
All right, moving back into the form and the fold here, Leandra King from Detroit Farm and Cider. The website is just that, Detroit Farm and Cider. Colorful, nicely done, and it sort of presents what's going on. You know, I'm looking at the website. You've found my weakness. I have found in my experience, especially here in New England, that one of the big attractions not only is the fresh apples and pears and things that you find, but the donuts. Those damn donuts. that seem to be a part of everybody. Everybody's got an orchard that has a cider mill or anything like that, has these apple donuts, the cider donuts. They are horribly good, most everywhere you find them. And they're a big draw, as a matter of fact. So, we've gone through your background, Leandra. Ward of the State, you had a horrible childhood. So, you had some money, though, that you got in from working when you were younger. Somebody give you the money? I'm just curious. I don't really need to know the whole story, but I'm
so
curious.
Detroit has an awesome program. I mean, it has pros and cons, but it's through the land bank, and it's where it's called side lot program. And so essentially, if you own a property, you can purchase a vacant lot for $100 adjacent to that property.
Oh, wow.
And that's how I started. I would save up my money and I would purchase vacant lots. While whilst doing these things, or whilst homesteading, I was also doing hair. So not to negate that source of income.
So you had a job and were making a little money. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So, you know, and I started with my nonprofit and
how'd you screw yourself on the nonprofit? Did you learn yourself? Did you have somebody help you? Because setting up a nonprofit's not always easy.
I Googled how to start a nonprofit.
Good. Okay, there you go. That's it. Ding, 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 ding. Well, because in some states they can be, I have one on my farm and it wasn't easy to set up.
It was a lot of paperwork, but Google gave me step-by-step instructions.
There you go. All right. So now, fast forward. You've been there how many years?
So we've been farming for 5 years. We've been on this property for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. And who's your market? Do you have people that come to the farm only? It looks to me like you've got a pretty good way of getting people there. But do you have other ways of marketing and getting customers?
So we do social media marketing through Instagram and Facebook. Our name stays the same on both outlets. It's Detroit Farm Insider. Mm-hmm. Just word of mouth marketing. We were featured on Channel 7 News as well as Channel 4 News.
Yeah.
And a few more news outlets have done pieces on us as well. So that's been a great way to advertise recently.
Well, I'm looking at the impact of people finding you. I'm wondering about CSAs. Because during the season, it would seem to me if you have, it looks like you grow pumpkins as well as all these apples and various fruits. Do you allow people or do you encourage people? Do you have people sign up for CSAs so they can get whatever, you know, early on in the season, 1st of August, you have certain types of apples and the pears come in and then other things, peaches earlier than that. So how do people take advantage of what's available at that particular moment?
So what we tell people is if they're interested in becoming a part of our CSA, what they can do is they can go to Detroit Farm Insider. There is a contact form that you can fill out, and on the inquiry you would just put CSA inquiry. And in March, what we'll do is we'll reach out to all of our email recipients and we'll incorporate them into a newsletter as well as provide them with a link to sign up for our CSA in the spring.
All right. So the people pay in advance. Some people with CSAs pay in advance. Some people pay by the month. How do you, what do you charge for?
The way we've been doing it is $30 a week, weekly payment, that you can process online. I've been working with my project manager and we're coming up with a more organized way of handling this.
How have you found employees? That's a great question. You have your children, but who else have you got working there? And is there enough to make everybody comfortable so that you make a living?
So as of now, we're kind of, you know, we're doing what we've always done is we've held on by our toes, but we're building something here that we expect to grow significantly. And, you know, the idea is to continue to hire. So we have about 4 or 5 farmers. I call them farmers, but they're, you know, people who live in the area.
Yeah. Volunteers?
So just residents of Detroit, and they come here, and then we do get volunteers. We always welcome volunteers, but my hardest working farmers are my kids.
Right. That's always the way, though, isn't it? I mean, if they get it.
Yeah.
So the customer base that you have, again, because the population there is heavily of color, I wonder whether, because you are, that attracts more people. I mean, when I think of going to a cider mill, I guess I don't think about it. I'm colorblind. I don't pay attention to that sort of stuff. And sometimes it's good and sometimes it's not good because I don't pay attention to stuff that, in this circumstance, I'm asking a question that may sound dumb. But what percentage of your of the people that come there, of your supporters, is black or white? Are you getting people to come out of the city to find you that might not otherwise find you or not much maybe care about you until they find out it's a black-operated family deal?
So I'll tell you this. The first week we started, this was before I had my insurance assessor come out and increase my coverage. I was printing off waiver forms, and I printed off 600 waiver forms. And by the middle of the day, we were out of waiver forms, and I was so stressed out. I couldn't be excited about it until I walked into my orchard and I saw the line going from the gate all the way to the street throughout my orchard, which is about 2.5 acres. And I cried because I had never seen so many people from my community on my property or in one location, period. And it was an extremely profound moment. So a majority of my, the demographic, is black. And it's definitely, I don't even have words city. To explain.
Well, but they see they're going to support their own, which is not a bad thing. See, we've gotten estranged from the system because a lot of different things, the mechanical farming, big companies coming here buying up all the land, people just are not connected with farmers. Until this year, the pandemic changed that in a big way. But I think it needs certainly more exploration. Leandra King from Detroit Farm and Cider website, DetroitFarmAndCider.com, is sharing some thoughts and experiences with us here so that you know, give you ideas about how perhaps you can do some of the same things on your farm and also to learn about how farming is going in general with the family farmers here in America. A moment now for a way to keep the farmers healthy. This is an awesome health supplement. I'm talking about Calitrin. Calitrin is the way for healthy weight loss, but it's also a way for you to sleep better, helps your body absorb the comings and goings of aging, I guess, much as anything else. No stimulants, no drugs, nothing in it, nothing that will hurt you. It's all about support from the ingredients to the people on the ground that work for Calitrin. They have their own personal Calitrin consultants who are there to help you out. If you go to Calitrin.com or TopLoss.com, you can see what they have. You've got all the information about the support that you get, the people who have done a great service in turn. Most of the people that work there, by the way, are people that went on the diet and figured out this was a great product and then they went to work for them. So it's a good story. It's a great American story. It's a gluten-free, stimulant-free, drug-free, and it'll help you lose the weight and keep it off. It's a great program. Get on it. Stay on it right now, between now, I think, and Christmas, according to Elizabeth Miller, who's the big kahuna at Calitrin. This is a time for you to buy one, get another one free. Buy 10, get 10 free. They're very generous at Christmas time. So take advantage of that. Get on the program and just stay on it. I've stayed on it because I think it's good for my body in lots of different ways. But it will get you on the road to losing weight. Give it about 45 days. If you're not satisfied, you get your money back. That's the deal. All kinds of reasons to go to TopLoss.com. Use the discount code DJV. You don't have to pay for shipping. And you get these BOGO deals. Take advantage of it right now. Get on the bandwagon before Christmas and stay with it. So you lose the weight, keep it off, and are much healthier so you're not vulnerable to things like the COVID. That's TopLoss.com.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Mary's Bistro delivery business is bustling and ready to burst.
Orders 34, 35, and 36 are up. Who's handling these? Hello, Mary's Bistro, now delivering.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed, you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than 1 million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Wrapping up our conversation now with Leandra King, the founder of Detroit Farm and Cider at DetroitFarmAndCider.com. How about restaurants and other grocery stores and things like that are local? Are they interested in your product?
Yeah, so last year we sold to a few restaurants. If I could be transparent and blunt, one of the issues that I had with selling to the restaurants, they'll go unnamed, was a lot of these restaurants that were interested in purchasing produce from us were unaffordable to residents in the area. I ended up dropping a lot of those restaurants. We stayed on with Pink Flamingo. They're awesome. But the rest, we ended up making a decision to not support restaurants that were overpriced for residents of the city.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. I get that. So you've culled out the people the consciousness here is very cool. I'm looking at some of the greenhouses that are there. So you've got animals. What do you grow in the greenhouses? You're not going to grow the fruit trees in greenhouses. What do you got going on in the greenhouses?
Well, we do have a couple fruit trees. We have two apricot trees in our aquaponics greenhouse. And so with our aquaponics system, we have bluegill and catfish. And then on our aquaponics tiers, our levels where we grow our produce, we have watercress, nasturtium, some specialty items that are we put in our CSA boxes as well as we're selling to the restaurants.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, listen, you got a great way about you. This is hard work. You're struggling. You've had a life that's full of struggles. That makes you a better person, but it makes you a better farmer. If you understand the ins and outs, the ups and downs, this requires a lot of physical acumen, a lot of mental acumen, a lot of emotional acumen, because you're subject to the vagaries of the weather, and you're subject to the vagaries of fickle people.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's just one bad comment on social media, and I'm not going there. I mean, let's face it, we're all going to have problems. I get bad comments once in a while on my, somebody said the other day they didn't feel safe at the farm because there were too many people there, even though everybody was wearing a mask. Okay, well, listen, to each his own. But I think that you have an inspiring story, and I'm betting that if people go to this website, they'll really dig around and find things that will be helpful. DetroitFarmAndCider.com. Leandra King, congratulations on what you've done. I hope that you continue to grow and that next year your Harvest Festival will be the biggest and best ever. Thanks for being here on this week's edition of The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's 53 past the hour on this week's American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen here with this comment. The flows, I've been thinking about the flows in our industrial food system that have been stressed by the public health issues, the crisis of not having enough food back in the spring. Many people who understand farming weren't surprised by all of this. Farmers, gardeners, people who work with the natural food system. So now, with the new attitude, it's time for us to build alternatives to the parts of our modern food system that are fragile, unjust, unsustainable. The way Big Ag has power over the small family farmers, still trying to push them around. That's my struggle here. I'm pushing back, and I want you to push back. We've certainly learned a lot this year in the areas of weakness and the areas of great resilience in the farming community, the family farming community, and how it works in our food system. The food system was under stress in March, and it failed. And so a lot of community-based organizations and farms rose to the occasion. Some farmer networks that I know of that stepped up to work and educate people as to what was being produced and where they could go to get it. And even in my neck of the woods, where there was a drought this year, the labor challenges because of the COVID, all of these things, you know what? People stepped up. We had support among the groups of people in our communities that wanted fresh food, and they figured out where it came from. Hello. In spite of the disruption with the big grocery chains and that sort of stuff. So, food security is one issue. Getting back in touch with your local farmer in these unsettling times, that's what it's all about as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, I mean, people say, well, what's going to happen next year? I don't know. We don't know what's going to happen because the virus isn't in check yet. We've got to have the shots. Some of you may want to get shots. Some of you may not want to. But who knows what's going to happen. I was looking at a study from Columbia University, kind of an opinion piece that appeared in a newspaper a while back. Some people say that the best way to predict the future is to design it, and I think that that may be what I'm suggesting to you. You take your future in your hands. You decide what's going to happen on your farm. You know, I find bureaucracy and things, the health boards and sometimes building services, and you know, they don't understand what's going on the farm. So, frankly, the less involved they are, the better I like it on my farm. You know, there's some things that you have to get run through the system because the public, hell, you know, you get the grease trap and the ice cream and dairy store, you know, that sort of things that we get. What the value is. I'm not sure I understand what the value of those things are. They go down into the waste system and that's the end of it. But anyway, back to, I digress. I'm thinking about how around our country, the attitude has changed a great deal toward farmers, and I'm very thankful about that. The problem is that we're still not getting the amount of money, even though the charges certainly have gone up for produce. They haven't gone up for milk unless you're selling it yourself. If you're selling your milk, you're producing great milk from great cows, and then you're selling it yourself as raw milk, which is what I've done on my farm, and I support raw milk, frankly, or processed milk in a little processing plant. The milk's going to taste better because you're not running it through the same system that the huge agribusinesses are that run lasers and microwaves and stuff all through the milk. And, yeah, it kills the bacteria, but it kills the taste and it kills the nutritional value. And people are still willing to pay silly prices for milk in the store, and the farmer doesn't get it. So I hope in this coming year, those of you who are family dairy operators are going to take every chance or try to find every opportunity to process the milk yourself and sell it on your farm. It depends. Location's a big key here. If you're not in an area where there's a lot of people, then it's hard to do that. But if you're in a suburban area like I am, sell the stuff yourself. Sell raw milk, get a little processing system, but let's make sure that you have the ability to sell what you produce on your farm, whether it's produce, vegetables, etc., fruit, or milk. Let's make sure you have the ability to and make sure you push for you having the ability to make sure that you can sell what you grow. I think that's the key to success, quite frankly. Doug Steffen here on this week's edition of the American Family Farmer. Check us out at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. It's all our time.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.